Hey friend, welcome back to the Holy and Hungry segment of the Vision Driven Health podcast. This midweek episode is a short health devotional for you where you can bring your hunger to the table and be filled with what God has for your health. Today, we're really digging into scripture for biblical truth on physical healing through God's word. If you are struggling to experience God's hand in your health and you need a touch from him, I believe today's episode will bless you. Do you find yourself struggling to consistently implement healthy habits? Do you lack energy, confidence, and motivation because of stress, overwhelm, and shame for having not gotten it together by now? Friend, there is hope and grace for your health. Hey, I'm Robin Ryan McDonald, host of the Vision Driven Health Podcast. I'm a follower of Jesus, a wife, a mama of two, and a seminarian turned health coach. And I'm so excited that you're here. I found myself in my early 20s, captive to cravings and convenience, 20 pounds heavier, super tired, with a face full of acne. I could not figure out how to maintain healthy habits until I discovered the power of aligning my choices with God's vision. 10 years and two kids later, by the grace of God, I'm still prioritizing my health and feeling amazing. If you are over quick fixes and are ready to feel good in your own skin, then grab a giant water bottle and let's dive on in. I really try to do my best to keep things as simple as possible for you. And if you're in a state of stress and you are in need of some support to get organized and on top of things, this is for you. I want your decision to do the intentional healthy woman experience to feel like an easy, no-brainer yes. And here's why it's such an easy yes. You will get everything you need to become organized in all areas of your life through Sasha's Fresh Start course. You're then going to get everything you need to launch into a healthy lifestyle and lose weight in a healthy way in my Healthy Weight Loss Academy course. And you will also get access to a number of bonuses and resources that will only further support you and solidify the progress you make in those areas. You will get a life and goals planner created specifically by Sasha. It's extremely well thought out, super supportive. Both Sasha and I are putting in multiple masterclasses. There, we also created an exclusive mini series on getting organized to get healthy. And then I'm throwing in my Healthy Cooking Made Easy mini course as well. Friend, all of this will be the two courses, all of those bonuses and resources. All of this is for the price of one of our courses. I know, we're crazy ladies. And today is the last day you can sign up. The cart has only been open for 48 hours and it closes tonight. Go to intentionalandhealthywoman.com and snag this incredible deal today. I'm going to get a little seminary-y with you today and use the old seminary degree that I got when it comes to biblical interpretation. Portions of scripture are interpreted differently based on the context and style of literature that it is. The Bible's so cool. There are so many different kinds of literature within it. It has narrative, which are stories that have occurred and are documented. There is poetry, like the Psalms or Songs of Solomon. There is prophecy, like Isaiah. There is law, like Leviticus. There are letters or epistles, like much of the New Testament. There are the four gospel accounts. And then there is also apocalyptic literature, like Revelation or Daniel. And based on which we're reading, there's a different approach. Proverbs is considered a wisdom book, which serves the purpose of giving short, simple truths from God to live according to his ways, which that's where we're going to be looking at today. So when approaching scripture, we always want to invite the Holy Spirit and consider, who wrote this? Who was it written to? And we want to try to understand what the original intention was behind it. Now, we know that God knows everything, and he knew that these words would one day bless millions, billions, but the authors likely did not. We want to try to look for the context, because it's within the original meaning that we can truly see and discern the most clear picture of the depth of this passage. And I say all of this because I want to add weight to the power of this passage. So let's look at Proverbs 4:20 through 22. It says, "My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh." Now I read this and I think, wait, these words bring healing to the flesh. So that's what actually some translations say, is they bring healing to all flesh. And I'm thinking, that's awesome. But I want to see, is the rest of this passage really metaphorical, or could the author really be meaning healing to the physical body? When you back up to verse 4, the author also says, "Let your heart retain my words, keep my commands, and live." We could ask whether this means to live spiritually or physically, but interestingly, in the Hebrew understanding, there's not a major distinction between spiritual well-being or physical well-being. That distinction of the spiritual life versus the physical life is actually more of a Greco-Roman understanding. It's more of a Gentile view of the body. Whereas in the Hebrew understanding, spiritual, emotional, physical, it was all interconnected in their view. This is super helpful to know in order to understand what is meant by these verses. In verse 10, it also says, "Hear, my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be many." I do encourage you to read this whole passage just within the time constraint we have for a Holy and Hungry episode. I'm not going to read the whole passage, but what I want you to see is that we have a father trying to emphasize the value of wisdom and how it not only keeps you on right paths and in righteousness, but it is valuable for your life as a whole. You will have longevity, your years will be long, and your physical health will benefit. Then we can consider, okay, what are these words that bring healing? We see that he instructs, and this is, again, these are important questions to ask. So when we look at verse 20, like I read earlier, 20 through 22, where it says, these words will bring healing to all flesh. The verses that follow that are very important, because it could very well be that, you know, while we could consider the words of scripture as a whole to be reflective for this, it's likely that the original author was saying, hey, listen to what I'm about to say. And so in those verses that follow, it says, we see he instructs his son to guard his heart with all diligence because it is the wellspring of life. He says to put away a deceitful mouth and perverse lips. He says to look straight ahead and stay the course. He says to let your path be established and do not turn to the right or the left. Remove your foot from evil. Friend, I gotta tell you, this is wisdom if I ever saw it. And there is so much to be said about our physical well-being and the connection to how we think and how we live. In fact, there are actual scientific studies that show that a grateful heart, a loving heart, a forgiving heart brings about physical healing. It has an impact on how your body responds to disease. So when we open our heart to evil, to bitterness, to anger, to selfishness, to pride, we are actually flinging wide the door to malady, to illness. And as much as we try to put clean and wholesome food into our mouths for nourishment, it is even more important that we consume spiritual nourishment for our entire well-being. They are interconnected. You cannot separate the way that we think and the the mentality that we have from how it affects us physically. And again, friend, if we are harboring things that are not of the Lord, things that he needs to heal, things that he needs to bring us freedom from, like I said, whether that's bitterness or anger or pride or selfishness, these things, it does impact you physically. And so, and in fact, I've actually heard testimonies of people who, one testimony was of a man who had cancer, another was a lady who had a different kind of illness, who read these verses in Proverbs 4:20-22 about the words being health and healing to their flesh. And in faith, they believed those words and they began to consume God's word as medicine for their body. And they were healed. The one man who had cancer was literally, I'm pretty sure they moved him into hospice care, and he recovered fully and lived another couple decades. Friend, the power of God's word is real. And so I just want you to know that you can count on me to continue giving you practical physical tips for your well-being. We talk about, hey, here's the foods you want to eat. Here's the things to avoid. I bring on speakers and guests and whatnot to talk to you about those things. But you can also count on me to continue to point you to the spiritual nourishment that I know your physical body needs to experience the full holistic healing that God has created you for. Today, I bless you with revelation of what wisdom and spiritual nourishment God has for you. I bless you with knowing what areas of your heart he wants to heal and clean, that he would reveal that to you. I pray that you would consume his words and receive complete healing in your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body, and that you would find yourself filled with the light like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to the Vision Driven Health Podcast today. I hope this episode inspired you, supported you, and blessed you in some way. If it did, it would mean the world if you would leave a 5-star written review on Apple Podcast and share this episode on your social media. The more reviews and shares this gets, the more people can be blessed and encouraged in creating a Jesus-centered, sustainable, healthy lifestyle. If you want to hang with me and other Jesus-loving ladies who are creating healthy habits that last, be sure to join my free Facebook group, the Made Well Mastermind. Use the link in the show notes to join. Be blessed with hope, joy, and health. I'll see you next week.